Unless you've been living under a rock or are criminally apathetic, you're aware that there is a presidential election in the next couple of weeks. I read somewhere that 11,500 people turn 18 every day in the United States. That's a big voting block. I was curious what these brand new voters felt about suddenly being thought of as adults, suddenly being thought of as participants in the democratic process. One of the places I went to find first-time voters was Milwaukee High School for the Arts. Ralph Janes is the head of the theater department there. He's a friend of mine. He made it possible for me to talk to four of his students who either are 18 or will be 18 by November 6th. Hi. Can you tell me your name?
My name is Ryan Davis.
Ryan, how old are you?
I'm 17, but I'll be 18 November 1st.
You'll be 18 November 1st. You'll be 18 5 days before the presidential election, correct?
Yes.
Are you going to vote?
Yes.
Are you excited about voting?
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Do you think it's an important election, this particular presidential election?
Yeah, I think it's a very important election, especially, you know, seeing as the different transitions that America's going through right now. And the decisions that we have to make, especially with the very, very different views of the presidential candidate and the president himself.
Right.
And since you're 18, the next 4 years are a critical part of your life, because those are going to be the years where you'll be determining what you want to do, what you want to be, how you want to function in the society, and the president's going to have some impact. Who the president is and how the government runs is going to have some impact on that, right?
Yeah, he will. I mean, because those are the college years. If you go into the military, those years that you want to, you know, have a good commander in chief and things like that.
So. Right. Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, first of all, and congratulations. It's do you feel like it's an exciting prospect being able to vote? Actually.
Yes, I do. Actually, when I when I was officially registered, you know, I was just excited. I had the little card in my hand, you know, running around. I can vote. So I was actually very happy and excited about it.
Oh, cool. Good for you. Congratulations. Thanks a lot. Hi. Can you tell me your name?
My name is Promise Murray Triplett.
And how old are you?
I'm 18 right now.
You're 18 now? Have you been 18 for a long time?
It will be a year November 25th.
Do you plan to vote?
Yes, I plan to vote.
Do you feel like you're encouraged to vote by your parents, by the school, by everything that's going on? Or do you really like take it? Do you feel like it's your responsibility to vote?
I feel it's my responsibility to vote, because whoever becomes president is going to affect me and my decision of going to college and how I'd be able to pay for college.
Yeah, that's right, because they have different views. Mr. Obama's very outspoken about how he wants to make it easier for kids to go to college, and Mr. Romney really kind of vague on the subject, I guess, right?
Yeah, he's really vague to the point where I'm like, oh.
So have you been looking forward to November 6th, to the day that you get to vote in this election?
Yes, because it's very interesting to see who's going to win, because it's very interesting to see if Obama just gets it again.
Yeah, it's going to be the media has a way of making it a real horse race somehow, or boxing match or foot race. They make it sound like a sporting event, and it's more important than that, I think, because it really is going to determine what a lot of people's future is like.
Yeah, and it's going to affect a lot of people, so it's really a big one.
Well, good for you. Congratulations on being able to vote on your first presidential election. It's big time. Only happens every 4 years. Way to go. Thanks. Hi. Can you tell me your name?
Hi. My name is Ricardo Campbell.
Great. Hi. Are you 18?
Yes, I am 18.
When did you turn 18?
I turned 18 on July 14th of this year. So,
happy birthday.
Thank you.
Do you think you're going to vote?
Yes, I do plan to vote. I'm excited to vote, and at the same time, I'm apprehensive, because there seems to be a lot of pressure for my vote, regardless of whether it is where I want to place my vote.
Yeah, there is. That's a good point. I mean, How do you, what do you, you get that pressure in the media, you get that pressure in television ads, you get that pressure in the press. You get it from all over the place, correct?
Yes, I get it everywhere that you go. You get it within your schools, you get it within your teachers, you get it within your parents, you get it within your friends, whether it's small things that they say that just have something to do with, oh, well, we can't print out as much paper because of blank, or they try to not say anything about it, but at the same time you can tell which way they're leaning towards,
right.
Or it's just your parents saying, well, be a good Democrat or be a good Republican and vote the way I tell you to vote, or it's other people on the street who are always voicing their opinions as you walk by.
Right. That's good. Do you find that intimidating?
Not necessarily, but I find that when you actually go to vote, you don't necessarily know the lies between the truth. You don't know the truth between the lies. Because everything is so tilted to one side or the other, there's no actual truth. My history teacher last year told me any good voter doesn't vote Republican or Democratic. He votes for the person that's actually going to help him, and that's regardless of democracy regardless of being Democratic or Republican or wing or leftist or rightist, whatever you may vote, it's for who's voting for you, who's going to make those things happen for you.
Yeah, and how do you figure you make that decision? Who's going to make the most? Who's going to have the most impact for you directly? Given the fact that, as you say, there's so many lies, and even the people that may be telling the truth, somebody else is saying they're lying.
I think what I've been doing recently has been just listening to both sides as much as I can, because I can't really know whether someone's telling the truth. Today I was in math class and we were talking about the fact that there's a $16 trillion deficit in the U.S. economy that we owe other countries, and every single day, every second of the day, we owe $10,562 in interest every single second, and we're not paying that back. And if we do pay that $10,000 back, we're still not actually paying back the actual money that we owe. So regardless of which president we elect into office, we're always going to be owing money. And regardless of what either one of them wants to do, we're going to be cutting from somewhere. So I don't know.
It gets confusing, and it is scary.
Yeah.
But good for you for considering it all.
Yeah.
And congratulations on being able to vote.
Thank you.
Hi. What's your name?
Jalen Eaton.
You're a student at High School of the Arts?
Yes.
And are you 18?
Yes.
Are you going to vote?
Yes.
This is the first time you get a chance to vote. The first time in your life. You've been a child until now. I mean, sort of. I mean, in a way, treated as a child. And now this is an adult gesture that you get to make to determine how the country's managed for the next couple of years. Are you excited about that?
Yes, I am. Very excited.
Have you done a lot of thinking about who you're going to vote for?
I really haven't done any thinking, because I know who I'm going to vote for. So I really haven't done any thinking.
Okay. You know. How do you know?
I really haven't been paying attention to the debates and stuff, but I have been hearing a lot about what has been said and how the debates have been going. So pretty much from what I'm hearing, I pretty much know who I'm going to vote for. And like what Prima said, I really want to vote for what's going to benefit me, you know, what's going to help me out. And I do want to go to school, and I am going to need help with school. So.
Good. Do you feel pressure from your parents and your teachers to vote in a particular way?
Not to vote in a particular way, but to vote. They are on me about that, but I'm going to vote. And even if they were, you know, weren't on me like how they are, I still was going to vote.
You live in Wisconsin, where you can register to vote on the day that you vote. Are you planning to do that, or are you already registered?
They sent me some the information in the mail, the registration form in the mail, so all I have to do is just fill it out and then just send it back. So that's what I'm going to do. I have one at home.
Okay.
I just never got around to doing it yet, but I'm going to fill it out.
Well, if you don't get around to it, you can still register to vote right there where you vote. How do you vote if you go to school? What time do you start school?
8:45, I believe.
Oh, 8:45. So you can go before you go to school, or you can go after.
Marshall High School is like 4 blocks away from my house, so I can go before I go to school.
Okay. That's your polling place. That's good. You know your polling place. Cool. Good. Thanks a lot.